So I'm going to use this time slightly differently. And I hope that you'll forgive me, not for that, but because I didn't want to change my sermon. And yet, I really feel like something needs to get said. So let me just say that saying nothing, I think, would have said something more than I wanted to say. And I know that there's a usual hesitancy in churches to be happy about having politics in the pulpit, which is why I'm sitting on the stairs now. But this week, we saw something that I just have to respond to, the use of scripture to justify national policy, law, or practice. And according to our Constitution and the way we are as a nation, that's wrong. But according to our faith, it's heresy. And to and since I know that you were just looking, heresy, it's wrong theology. And the fact that that scripture in particular was trotted out, Romans 13, if you have been able to avoid the news, is especially troubling because that is the scripture that has been used for a very long time to control congregations, with the minister saying, authority is given to me and is given to me by God. If you disagree with me, you disagree with God. It's also what every ruler has ever said when there is social justice or civil action to oppose something that is claimed to be unjust. Well, all authority comes from God. I'm in authority. I come from God. Therefore, shut up and sit down about slavery, the lack of vote, whatever it might be. And indeed, it's just one step removed. It is akin to the man who says to his wife and kids, I didn't want to hurt you, I didn't want to hit you, but when you do that, I have to. I have to. And so I just wanted to say that to use scripture in this way is heresy. And to use that scripture socially is really kind of repugnant. And to use that scripture when it's clear that Paul cannot be saying that the authorities in Rome are God-given rulers is ridiculous. And to not say something was going to be saying more than I could stomach. And whereas I think that partisanship in the pulpit is anathema, I do think that as long as politics is largely a matter of getting the streets paved, there will be no talk of politics in the pulpit. But when politics deals with the hungry and the homeless, the lost, the confused, the sick, the wounded, the naked, the imperiled, well, those are justice issues, and those are my issues. And so as long as politics stays out of justice issues, we won't have to worry about politics in the pulpit either. But until that time, it will appear. And I'm hoping that I've got enough pew cred to be able to say things. Having said that, let me also say just as clearly as I can, that Romans 13 is probably Paul speaking with his tongue firmly implanted in his cheek. And if you want to disagree with me, please go right ahead. And if you want to do it with me, even better. But I felt the need to say all that. But meanwhile, back at our worship service, what have you folks found that is enlivening to your spirit this day? Let's